Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Earlier this week, Dr. Mike Ryan of the World Health Organization said there is no question that Europe is an epicenter for disease right now, and that much more comprehensive measures would be needed. Well, a succession of European countries is announcing new restrictions, and we're going live to three of them now: France, Germany and Greece. Elaine Cobb is in France, where new measures will come into effect at midnight. And Elaine Cobb is CBS News correspondent in Paris. What's on the cards there in France, Elaine?
We are talking about a full lockdown, though not quite as tough as last March. Schools will remain open, and that is largely to encourage people who cannot work from home to go to work, because the president was very clear that he wants to keep the economy running, and that has been an issue. So,
Well, that's amazing because that's contrary to an awful lot of countries who want to keep people at home and working from home if at all possible. Can I ask you about the schooling system there, which I find very interesting, because here secondary school students are asked to wear face masks, and they do, but not in primary schools here. It's not the case in France.
Not this time around. Last time, primary school students did not have to, but now from the age of 6 up, they will have to wear masks. And yes, that is quite a change. But this is part of the decision to keep the schools open. And they've just said, look, this is all we can do. If we're going to have them all together, we need to do this.
Yeah. And what about business in general? Have they been shut, or what's open in France?
Well, as of midnight tonight, all non-essential businesses will shut. That means things like restaurants, hairdressers, they were just filled today. Anything where people are dealing with the public is the real marker for it. So manufacturing industries can stay open. Essential industries, of course, like medical, will stay open, but there are so many that will be closed as of midnight tonight.
Okay, Elaine Cobb of CBS, thank you very much indeed.
Now we're going to Germany next, where a so-called soft lockdown will kick in on Monday. These details were announced by Chancellor Angela Merkel, who faced heckles in Parliament this morning. Kate Brady of Deutsche Welle is on the line. Kate, what is a soft lockdown, or a wave breaker, as it's also been called?
So this kicks in on Monday from November 2nd, and this is going to be in place for the rest of November. So what it means is that basically all restaurants and bars are going to be closed. This time, one of the big differences is that schools will be staying open, but cultural and leisure facilities will be closed as well. Shops will be able to stay open, but there'll be a limit on the number of people that can be in stores at any one time. So it really is quite a lockdown light, as it's being called here as well. And it's even, you know, in comparison even to the semi-lockdown that Germany had earlier in the year as well, it's not too dissimilar. The biggest change this time is that the schools will be staying open.
And how were these new measures received by the opposition parties today?
Well, as you mentioned, there was a lot of heckling in the Bundestag, in the German parliament today, certainly from the biggest opposition party, the far-right populist Alternative for Germany party. Their parliamentary group leader, he went as far as accusing Merkel's government of wartime propaganda when he addressed parliament, and that particular party continued to heckle the Chancellor throughout her speech as well.
In terms of businesses then, how have the business community been reacting, Kate?
Well, just as those talks were going on yesterday between Merkel and the 16 regional leaders here in Germany, there were thousands of people from Germany's hospitality industry actually marching across the capital here in Berlin, right in front of the Chancellery as well, where Merkel would have been on that video call, demanding that the hospitality industry would be able to stay open, or at least have good support. Now, there is already a financial aid package being presented today in more detail. That's something to the tune of 10 billion euros. And so that is hopefully going to keep businesses of all sizes afloat. Small to medium-sized businesses could expect to see themselves getting some 75% of their loss of earnings during this month of November when everything's shut down.
Okay, Kate Brady of Deutsche Welle, thank you very much for joining us with that.
And finally, we'll go to Greece, where reported deaths from the virus are comparable comparatively low, with just over 600. And Helena Smith of The Guardian joins me. Helena, you're welcome to the programme. I believe a one-month plan of targeted measures is due to be unveiled there tomorrow.
That's absolutely right. The Greek Prime Minister today sort of raised the curtain on what he described as an intense one-month programme of targeted measures. The Conservative government, the centre-right government here in Athens, is desperately trying to avoid a second comprehensive lockdown like so many other countries in Europe because of the economic effects this will have. Greece has one of the most, if not the most fragile economy in the European Union. So the Greek Prime Minister, Kyriakos Mitsotakis, has said they will be announcing new intensive measures that will last for the coming month tomorrow. And this comes after local lockdowns in various regions of northern Greece, including the country's second biggest metropolis, Thessaloniki, were announced this evening. And the civil protection minister in charge of the handling of COVID-19 basically said that the average age of new infections, and although, as you said, there has been, Greece has fared comparatively well to other European countries, it has seen an alarming jump in infections in recent months,
recent weeks. Why is that, Helena, I wonder? Is it due to a lack of compliance with the measures that are in place already?
Well, it would seem that is the case. I mean, as I was just about to say, the civil protection minister said that there is definitely what he described as a big correlation between infection rates, the increase in infection rates, and gatherings for, quote, entertainment, sports and other activities. So coronavirus cases that were in the low 100s a couple of weeks ago have now exceeded 1,500 in the space of a couple of weeks, again against a backdrop of doing comparatively well, but a startling increase, all things considered.
Yeah, and what about the schools under this new plan to be unveiled tomorrow? Will they remain open?
They will indeed. I mean, the Greek Prime Minister, as I said, is very keen that there is not a comprehensive lockdown. So he has said that schools will be given priority in that they will be excluded from these local topical lockdowns, along with most retail. But restaurants, eateries, bars will, I think, be targeted. They will be closed much earlier than is usually the case here in Greece.
Okay, Helena Smith in Athens, thank you very much indeed. There you have it, Greece, Germany and France. Let me give you the line from the US. The New York Times are reporting that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the lead public health official there, is saying things are going in the wrong direction when it comes to COVID-19. He has said in the last number of hours, if things do not change, if they continue on the course we're on, he says there's going to be a whole lot of pain in this country with regard to additional cases and hospitalizations and deaths. That's from Dr. Anthony Fauci in the USA.